Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Monday, November 20th, 2017. It's Monday, so we're talking new video game releases for the week. And after weeks and months of just titanic heavy hitters week after week after week, we're finally here in the end of November, and things are settling down a bit. There aren't the overwhelming number of big marquee releases this week that we've had really every single week since, late August? It's been insane. So we get to catch our breath just slightly this week as Thanksgiving approaches and dig into some smaller releases, including a game that comes out today on PC and Nintendo Switch, November 20th, the release of Battle Chef Brigade. This is a very quirky, interesting-looking game, all hand-drawn. Battle Chef Brigade pairs combo-based hunting and puzzle-based cooking in a hand-drawn fantasy adventure. Cook your way into the brigade while subduing destructive monsters. So the idea here is it's a match three cooking game where you you take recipes that you find in the field, you cook them in the kitchen using a match three sort of fun little puzzle game. But the field where you find recipes and get ingredients is sort of a hack-and-slash, side-scrolling, hand-drawn action-adventure with combos. Looks pretty clever. I think this is a great Switch title. Also out on Steam, Battle Chef Brigade. Then tomorrow, November 21st, Tuesday, a couple of interesting titles for PlayStation VR are going to be released. If you're picking up a PlayStation VR on Black Friday or for Christmas, because you're excited about Skyrim VR, and you should be excited about Skyrim VR. More on that later this week. But you've got more options coming out tomorrow, November 21st, including the long-promised Final Fantasy XV VR experience called Monsters of the Deep. Or I guess that's singular. Monster of the Deep. Either way, this is a game set in the Final Fantasy XV universe. You're hanging out with your group of boy band bros, and you're fishing. Fishing game in VR in the Final Fantasy universe. Not something that's gotten me particularly excited, but maybe it floats your boat. And then in your boat, you can go fishing. Either way, Monster of the Deep, Final Fantasy XV coming out tomorrow. But that's not the only PlayStation VR game coming out tomorrow. No, The Inpatient also hits PlayStation VR on November 21st. It's a psychological horror game set in the same universe as Until Dawn, which was the award-winning horror game that came out in 2016. This is set in the Blackwood Sanatorium over 60 years prior to the setting of Until Dawn. But if you want to poop your pants in VR, chances are this game is pretty scary. It's called The Inpatient. It comes out tomorrow for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation VR. Hey, but that's not all for PlayStation VR. Tomorrow also sees the release of Rec Room, which has been a game that's been out on Steam for a while now. It's been iterated on and iterated on on Steam. And it's a collection of really delightful multiplayer competitive games built for VR. Tested on the Vive, and now it's finally coming to PlayStation VR. I recommend this. I've played this game quite a lot on my Vive. It's a whole variety of really cool games and amazing, fun social interactions. The graphics are simplistic, but the games themselves are wacky and fun. Everything from dodgeball to boxing to, I don't know, just tons of stuff there. Rec Room comes out on PlayStation VR tomorrow, November 21st. Some news now with Sega. picking a very odd time of year to announce a big game coming to the West. Sega's cult classic Japanese role-playing game from last generation, PlayStation 3 generation, is making a return to this generation. Valkyria Chronicles is getting a fourth installment. The game will launch for PlayStation 4 in Japan on March 21st, 2018, and a Switch release will follow later in that territory. And then, over here in the West, we're getting all those plus an Xbox One edition. Those will launch sometime in 2018. They have not specified yet what that is. But it's exciting to see that Valkyria Chronicles, well, the franchise isn't dead. It's still coming. More numbered sequel games, both in the East and here in the West, especially considering Valkyria Revolution, which was the game that was released earlier this year and really wasn't very good. It didn't get very good response. I suspect it didn't sell great, and one could think that that might hurt the franchise. Good to know that Valkyria Chronicles is still continuing. If you're not familiar with Valkyria Chronicles, it's a really clever mix of turn-based and real-time combat in this awesome sort of alternative reality, alternative history version of World War II, I want to say. Maybe it was World War I. Either way, it's got mechs and tanks and old-timey and new-timey all mixed together, robots and old-timey fighting. But the real draw for me for Valkyria Chronicles was the mechanics. Really clever. I played the heck out of the first Valkyria Chronicles, and it was a blast to use this turn-based, sort of pseudo-turn-based strategic element inside a real-time third-person action format. It felt like a third-person action game, but it was really a turn-based game. Either way, very cool. We don't have any hard details about what Valkyria Chronicles 4 will be, but I suspect it will be a return to those mechanics after the really ill-conceived, in my opinion, Valkyria Revolution, a game that really kind of veered from that strategy-driven combat and did something much sloppier, in my opinion. Valkyria Chronicles 4, announced for 2018. Meanwhile, in the world of Minecraft, some interesting new additions to the game. Announced at Minecon Earth this weekend, there is a new update pack of content for Minecraft called the Update Aquatic. We don't have a specific release date yet for this, but it adds a whole bunch of really interesting undersea exploration items, including coral, kelp, new types of fish. Even dolphins are being added to Minecraft oceans. And it's basically an entire new biome. You'll also be able to find shipwrecks underneath the water that you can explore. You can arm yourself with a new trident weapon to protect yourself underneath the water. And you can throw that trident or use it as a melee weapon. Also, that trident can be enchanted. Ooh. Mojang said that the loyalty enchantment means the trident comes back to you automatically after being thrown. So you've been watching that Justice League movie and you got fantasies about being Jason Momoa as Aquaman underneath the sea, but like, you know, blocky and pixelated. Minecraft got your back with the Minecraft Update Aquatic. Most interestingly, this update will actually improve water physics. They didn't explain exactly how that's going to work, but it's going to be a big improvement for water physics, evidently, going forward in Minecraft. So Minecraft players should be excited. The Update Aquatic coming soon.